It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Don't you always love technical difficulties? Good afternoon. I'm Larry Tuneforce, and this is Speak Out 2.0 on a Motivational Monday. It is the 19th of the month of August. We are live from our Laughlin studio. And, of course, the show every day is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and The Caring Crew. And that's our sponsors. And if you have any questions, of course, you can call in during the show, 702-298-1063. And our guest for the hour today is Dr. Carolyn Stewart. Hello.
Good afternoon.
And in all honesty, Dr. Carolyn Stewart has been my neighbor for 25, 30 years, something like that. I don't know, forever. And so I've known her going back to when she was a principal in Bullhead City at Desert Valley.
Actually, when I came, it was Bullhead City Intermediate School.
Well, yeah, then they changed the name, and now they've changed all the names again, I think, because now the junior high isn't called the junior high anymore.
Well, Bullhead City Junior High is now Bullhead City Middle School.
Right. So, wow, got to keep up, huh? You need a scorecard. So, Dr. Carolyn Stewart is now our superintendent for the Bullhead Elementary School District in Bullhead City, and I'm sure it has a number that I should...
15,
yeah. See, I knew there was a number to throw in there somewhere. And Carolyn is the new superintendent because Benji retired and took off to greater pastures. And now it's you.
It's me.
Ta-da! And you were retired from the school district, sitting home. I shouldn't say sit home because there were many times you were gone. You did a lot of traveling. But you were retired.
I was. Only I now consider it R&R.
That was just a rest of
relaxation. That's all it was. It was rejuvenation.
Yeah, temporary. You were on suspension. A temporary timeout. Yeah.
Right.
So, and how long was that? That was only a couple of years.
4 years.
Oh, 4 years.
4 years.
Time flies and you're having fun.
Yeah, except the last year and a half wasn't quite as much fun. I was bored.
Well, the last year and a half you were alone.
No, the last 4 years. 3 years I was alone.
3 years?
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah.
I don't keep track of time well, apparently.
I don't either. I can't believe it's the middle of August.
I know, but I can't believe that Lou's been gone 3 years.
Almost four.
Wow. So Dr. Stewart, like I said, she was a neighbor of mine, and my former stepkids and her daughter, Casey, they were like glued to the hip all the time. It was to the point when Casey was at our house, Lou never knocked on the door. Lou just walked in, you know, because he knows there's three or four kids in there, and there's adults, and he probably come in the house for 3 minutes before anyone knows he's there.
Probably.
You know, and because that's the way it was. And so onward and upward, you are at Desert Valley, and then they decided to build Coyote Canyon.
Exactly. After we failed two bond issues, but managed to get one passed, and we watched across the field and watched as it was built and moved in August of 1995.
And that was for kindergarten?
It was kindergarten through second grade, middle of the year we had preschool as well. So for many, many years it was preschool through second grade.
Yeah. So, and now... It's not even that. It's kind of a, like, catch-all school.
Yeah, it's a combined facility.
Right.
And kind of the beginning and ending for kids' school careers. We still have a preschool there.
Right.
Five or six classrooms, depends on how many kids we have at any one time. And then the high school's Crushed Academy, which is kind of the alternative school, is now housed on that campus.
And that's kind of online, most of it?
Part of it's online, yeah. But a lot less online than it was when I went on my R&R 4 years ago.
Okay.
Troy Heaton, who is the principal there, has really kind of redesigned the program. So there's online, but there are adults in every classroom, and so students have plenty of opportunity to get one-on-one tutoring from a live person as they need it. And so that's pretty cool.
And for those kids, those students, they probably need that because they're the ones that have been tossed out of the public schools, right?
Well, some of them have been, and right. others have chosen to take a different route. And, you know, not everybody's made to fit. You know, not everybody's a round peg for a round hole.
Right.
And I was fortunate enough in the spring to go to the graduation. I went to all the graduations, but I was really pleased because several of the students who graduated from Crushed Academy this year had been my students at Coyote Canyon, so I had known some of them since preschool age.
Ah.
And it felt really good because a couple of them were kids that I frankly worried about when they were little, that, you know, would they actually make it through school? Not because they were bad kids,
right.
not because of anything other than that they had so much baggage.
Yeah, so many before challenges.
So many challenges when they walked in the door as kindergartners that, you know, that's a lot for 5- and 6-year-olds to carry right. and then try to learn and do all the things they did.
And so, you know, to talk about a kid, and I'll just use his first name, David. We used to talk about him because this was a juvenile who had set a car on fire, but then threatened to burn down the school. And we kind of watched him, you and I together, as he went through the system and on up. I don't know where he's at now because I haven't paid any attention for years.
Yeah, I don't
But he was one of those kids that you knew was going to be a challenge.
And had challenges.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't that he was just a challenge for the people around him. It was that he had challenges.
Right.
You know, he never walked in the door any given day without a whole load of issues that were, you know, that were more than any child should ever have to deal with.
Right.
And that they don't have the skills to deal with.
Are you
so, you know,
that
they
more
deal
and
with
more?
Well, I don't know that it's more and more. I think some of the challenges are different. You know, that kids walk into school with differences. One of the things that I really am liking these days is that things that you and I talked about years and years ago with people like David,
yeah.
That we recognized those issues and those problems, and that in the scheme of things, it was pretty wonderful that kids who had that kind of background actually got to school each day.
Yeah.
And for many of them, it was the safest place in their lives, so they were going to try to get there.
And the only stability.
And the only stability, yeah.
yeah.
And these days, that's called, it's called very much what it should be called. It's trauma. And the
yeah.
children come with trauma. And so now there are schools actually being redesigning themselves to be trauma-informed schools, which means a lot of training for teachers.
Okay.
And not just teachers, and not just principals. Everybody in the school is trained to recognize the kinds of issues that students walk into the campus with, and a different way of addressing those issues, because it all has to do with being able to regulate ourselves. And you know that I'm interested in brain research and that kind of thing.
Well, and I've always said, and I'm going to say it now so my listeners hear it, that when it comes to the brain of a youth, you're my go-to person. I mean, you know, and I'll tell the story again. The Bullhead City Fire Department and the Arizona Fire and Burn Educators for years have done a characterization conference at the Chamber of Commerce. And years ago, we were in a meeting in Phoenix and talking about what kind of classes we need to put on for this conference. And I brought up you and said, you know, I have this principal in Bullhead City that she really understands the development of children at their age level with their knowledge. And I said, you know, a firefighter stepping in front of a group of kids to do clowning and puppetry, he's not understanding what they have the ability to learn. And I said, she could put on a class. And everybody went, yes. And Do you still do it?
I do. I did it this year. Yeah. I did it again this year. Yeah.
So now, 10, 12 years later, you're still teaching that class to all these firefighters to understand how that kid's brain works and how much they can absorb. And so I give you that credit because there's not too many superintendents, let alone a principal, when you started doing that. And you're in Bullhead City or many towns that had that knowledge of the way kids' brains work.
Yeah, I was really fortunate to go to some training. Went to a big workshop in Phoenix probably around the year 2000. And brain research was just really starting to be a big deal because of new technology, PET scans and those kinds of things that allowed physicians and psychologists and psychiatrists to really see how the brain works while it's working. Because the only other studies that had been done were post-mortem.
Right.
And as one of the presenters said at the time, by then, you know, it's tofu.
Yeah.
Yes. So, you know, they had no idea how the brain worked at that point.
Yeah.
But today, one of the things, and I learn all the time, I keep trying to learn more about it because it affects what we do in terms of teaching children. All the technology that kids use has affected the way their brains are wired, if you will, and the connections. But in terms of emotions, you know, the baggage that little kids bring to school with them, 4, 5, and 6-year-olds, that all is the reptile part of our brain. You know, that's the part of our brain that reacts first to those things. And if we can't regulate that, then it doesn't matter what the rest of our brain is doing. And for young children, of course, the rational part of the brain, the front part of the brain, is not very well developed, and in fact doesn't fully develop in absence of other influences like substance abuse or alcohol or smoking or whatever for females until they're about 20 and for males until they're about 23. And so, you know, it helps us. It doesn't necessarily fix things, but it really helps to understand that when a seventh grader says to you, "I don't know why I did that. It just seemed like a good idea at the time."
Right.
That's the way their brain is working.
Right.
And they're not being smart aleck.
Yeah.
It's the truth. It seemed like a good idea at the time. Now, in retrospect, yeah, maybe not so much. Or maybe it's like, what's the problem? You know, maybe they can't even yet see that there was a problem there.
Right.
And that's partly because of the way the brain functions. So in those schools that are now developing with trauma-informed education, and it doesn't change the academic part, but what it does is it translates into some different ways of managing kids' behaviors.
A little bit more TLC?
Yeah, but also watching for the signals, you know. And as parents, we all know when we kind of could see our children getting to the last place where they had control,
yeah,
you know, and trying to head that off.
Right.
Good instructors, good teachers, good principals see that as well. It's just that now we're trying to make sure that we are all better trained on what to do about that, as opposed to doing something that might make it worse. And then recognizing, you know, as adults, we have moments when our reptile brain takes over, too.
Yeah,
and we need to, you know, we're dysregulated. So one of my hopes over the next year or so is to begin to get some folks in our district. And I know there are folks already interested. I've already had some conversations with folks who want to learn more about doing that, want to learn more about how can we better serve our kids. And it's not just how can we do better with academics, but it's how can we help children learn quickly or more quickly how to regulate themselves, regulate their behaviors, and make better choices. And that's really what it amounts to. For many kids, they don't even understand that they have choices.
Well, and like you said, so many kids come to school with baggage. Things that have happened to them in their 3, 4, 5-year-olds, you know, parents breaking up, a home fire, being a victim of a crime. It could be anything, you know.
Yes.
That we all see as it's just a normal part of life. But when you're 4 and 5, that could be very traumatic to you.
Exactly.
And affect your learning.
Exactly. And affect your resilience. The one thing that's wonderful about the brain is how resilient it is. So it's not just knowing or learning what traumas children have faced. It is, when did those traumas occur? Did they occur at a time when the brain was able to start healing itself from whatever that trauma is? Because any emotional experience for us changes those pathways.
Right.
It changes our memories. And one of the things I have taught your firefighters is to recognize that children are going to remember the things to which they can put emotion. That doesn't mean we want to go in there and scare them.
Right.
We don't want their emotions about the clowns and the puppets and whatever
to be bad.
But we want to connect to something that they recognize. And so, you know, those are the conversations I started having with them, what, a dozen years ago or so. And then we've built from there, you know.
But those are the conversations at work, because I used to see we always have people critique the classes, you know, and you always got high marks, which meant that you provided them with good information that they absorbed. And hopefully they went back and used it in their programs as they design them.
And one of the things I always watched for was then the next year when the next group came to perform, were they incorporating any of those things?
Ah.
You know, like, don't have too many messages. You know, it's better to do quality than quantity.
Yep.
Slow down your speaking so the kids have time to process it, because they don't process
the
new ideas the way adults can. You know, a number of things. Those are the first two that came to my mind. Humor, music, we all remember things more if it's put to music, those kinds of things. And so while you all were critiquing them, in my mind, I was thinking about, okay, the next time I'm invited to speak to this group, what do I want to share with them?
Right. Okay, let's take a little break, and we're going to come back in just a moment, and we're going to visit a little bit more with Dr. Carolyn Stewart.
Let's face it, weekly shopping in Laughlin isn't exactly a breeze. Thankfully, the solution to your aches and pains has arrived. The Caring Crew. Specializing in delivery and home care, the Caring Crew is dedicated to accomplishing the everyday tasks you can't live without. Grocery runs, medicine pickup, mail pickup, doctor visits, even light work around the house, all on a monthly basis. Enjoy retirement. The crew will take care of the rest. The Caring Crew, now serving the Laughlin area. Give them a call, 515-205-8635.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some returned brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Not too many people are fans of bed bugs, termites, spiders, or scorpions. Homeowners that see them call Barron Pest Solutions. With over 50 years' experience, Barron Pest Solutions are the professionals when it comes to pest removal and preventing them from returning. If you have critters around your home that you want gone, call Barron at 758-5499. Monthly services are available, even for the winter visitors. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins' limited-time shrimp menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Jean Jeffrey, the salon and day spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Jean Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Jean Jeffrey, the salon and day spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Back on Speak Out 2.0. I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. The program every weekday is brought to you by the Caring Crew, Grand Liquidations, Atco Transmission and Auto Repair, Martin Swaney Hyundai and Kingman, Barron's Pest Solutions, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, and Perkins Family Restaurant. And we're live from the Laughlin Mall. A little tricky getting in here today. We had to use the back roads because they had Casino Drive still shut down. It's my understanding the event is over. There was a robbery this morning at the early this morning, like 1:30, at the Aquarius. And I don't know how successful he was. I don't know if he got any money out. But I did hear that he fired a couple shots at security guards. He wasn't a good shot. He missed. That's a good thing. And then he was held up in a car, and he was not wanting to come out. And now the reports are the event is over. I don't have any more details to say if he got out or walked home or what. I don't know. So I've asked for a PIO, public information officer, to call me during the show, and if they do, we'll put them on. But meanwhile, we're visiting with Dr. Carolyn Stewart again, the superintendent of the Bullhead City Elementary School District. I mentioned Casey earlier, but you and Lou had two kids. Casey, what is Casey doing now?
Casey lives in the St. Louis area, and she is processing mortgages for Prudential.
Oh, but she's busy then at this time
she
of year
is busy.
Right now.
Yeah, any time of year. Right.
Yeah. And then Craig.
Craig, our son, lives in Gilbert with his wife and one of his sons. His other son lives in Minneapolis.
Oh, wow.
Craig is a trained chef and food and beverage manager kind of person and whatever. Daughter-in-law works for Higley School District, and the grandson at home is a freshman in high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
The grandson at home.
Right, the other one is 19, so yeah, he's out on his own.
You're gone. You're out of here.
He's out on his own.
All right. So now, superintendent, what we've all seen, of course, this gets into politics, the Republicans and the Democrats, but we've all seen the changes that Trump has made in the last couple of years. Because everybody comes into the White House is going to make changes. Even if you were to have a Democrat followed by another Democrat, they would probably still make changes.
Right.
So now, when you become superintendent, you inherit the district from Riley Fry, then to Benji, then to you. So there's probably things that you have, well, first of all, you had some principals retire.
John Jones retired from Fox Creek.
Right.
And the assistant principal there left. And not only did Benji retire, but Cindy Neusel, who had been the director of professional development and curriculum for a number of years, retired. So we had some movement. So
So you had some voids you had to fill right away.
We did. We have had voids. We have some strong inner district folks who were interested. So Jennifer Lott, who had been the principal at Sunrise for a number of years, we moved her up into the curriculum and professional development position at the district level.
Okay.
And that position, besides the title, curriculum and professional development, that position is very responsible for all of our federal grants and our state grants. And as familiar as I thought I was with all of those programs before, we have way more grants than I thought we had or that I knew we had. And so she's very busily learning all of those things. The good news is that our federal grants and our state grants have all been approved for the year, and she's already started working on some of the revisions that we needed to make.
And I think the thing that some listeners may not understand, when you get a grant, if it's, let's say, for $10,000 for whatever, kindergarten program. Okay, when you get that grant, you get that money, you have benchmarks that you have to report back to the people who give you the grant.
Absolutely.
As to what you've done with that $10,000.
Well, and not only that, when you apply for the grant, you have to very much specify what you are going to do with it and how it meets the guidelines that they've established for the use of that grant. So,
yeah.
Title I is for compensatory education for kids to help, you know, remedially kind of do things. And we have a grant that's called the Rural Grant, and it can only be used for certain things.
Right.
And we have other grants that can only be used for additional, to expand education. It can't be used for remedial. It has to be used for enrichment. And so we have, they all have their strings attached.
So grants just aren't free money.
Oh, no.
You have a lot of things to do with the list that comes with it.
Absolutely.
With the money.
And you have to prove that you're doing exactly what you say you're doing with it. And if you purchase things with those grants, there's a regular time frame that people come and they look for those things.
And they
want to make sure that those things are exactly where you said they were going to be.
Because people do follow up on all that, don't they?
Absolutely. They hold you accountable.
All right. Let us pause for a cause.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Dr. Carolyn Stewart.
Opportunity for you right now at Martin's 20 Hyundai in Keeneland. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Keeneland, or see martinswaneehyundai.com.
Rejuvenate yourself this summer with Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa. The stress and dark circles all disappear at Gene Jeffrey's. Come renew your mind, body, and spirit with the Cactus Toning Body Wrap, custom massages, and Dr. Bob Orr facials, an exclusive service. The experienced and talented technicians are the pinnacle of professionals in the tri-state area. Let them show you what it really means to find relaxation, comfort, and peace. Gene Jeffrey, the Salon and Day Spa, only at the Riverside Resort and Casino. Receive a free gift for mentioning this ad.
Meet Kevin.
So, did you fix my car?
All done. Here's your bill.
Kevin saves money on car repairs at the local mechanic.
Thanks, Mike. You take the Co-op Connections card, right?
Saving money is easy with the Co-op Connections card. It's the card that helps you shop local and save with big discounts all over town.
Yep, that'll take 20% off your total.
Best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Kevin and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Grand Liquidations of Bullhead City buys their quality inventory from large online and big box retailers. Overstocked shelves, discontinued items, and some return to brand new items. They buy name brands, Ashley, Lazy Boy, Serta, Simmons, and many more. You save big with a low overhead and great buying power. Check out the store. Walk through. You have nothing to lose. Come see for yourself. Grand Liquidations, 2561 Highway 95, squeezed in between Circle K and Ford.
Joe saw an old boat for sale on the side of the highway. It looked decent until he saw that nasty-looking interior. Joe made a lower-than-asking price offer, and he got the boat. He took it to the upholstery shop in Bullhead City. They did the carpet, engine cover, seats, and rails inside the boat looked like new. In just a few days, the boat's value increased right along with Joe's ego. Take it to Dave Miner at the upholstery shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr. in Bullhead City. It's worth the drive.
We are back on Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Tuneforce, your host. Each weekday we're here. The show is brought to you by Perkins Family Restaurant, Legacy Rehab and Care Center, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman, Echo Transmission and Auto Repair, Grand Liquidations, and the Caring Crew. And so now we're back in studio with Dr. Carolyn Stewart. If you have a question for her, 702-298-1063. Otherwise, when we were talking about administrative changes, and then you had to, replace, when you moved Jen Lott into the office, now you had made yourself a principal opening.
We certainly did. We've got some folks in our district, as I said, who have been kind of waiting in the wings for some opportunities. So Christopher Roy, who was the assistant principal at Desert Valley most recently.
Right.
We moved him up to Sunrise. And then we were really fortunate. He and Jen both helped in this process, but we were really fortunate to find a woman who was retiring from her principalships in California to come in as assistant principal. So she was ready. She'd already moved to Laughlin,
wow.
but she was ready to kind of back off a little bit. But
sure.
here is this wonderful opportunity to have an experienced person
yeah.
to back Chris up and to, you know, mentor him in that role.
And if she was a principal in California.
Absolutely. And her name is Georgia Pope. And,
larger school?
No, actually, Marengo Valley, so very small schools.
Oh,
but,
okay.
But she'd been principal of a couple of sites there, and one of which was about the same size as Sunrise. So,
oh, good.
You know, so she's got that.
Some great experience.
Excellent experience.
And then you were saying John Jones retired.
And so.
With Fox Creek Junior High, which is not that old of a school, you had to find a new principal.
We did find a new principal. The principals and were involved in that interview, and so we hired Dr. Melissa Bond from the Phoenix area to come in and be principal. And then her assistant is Lester Eastman, who was a math teacher at Fox Creek a number of years ago, and then came to work for me at Bullhead Junior High as a math teacher and stayed there when it became a middle school. So two new people at Fox Creek amazingly have formed a wonderful team and are working on rebranding it in terms of, you know, what we mean for business there and behaviors and those kinds of things. New ideas, changed the schedule some, you know, had to hire a number of new people, and so are really busy getting Fox Creek up and running as a wonderful junior high. And then, of course, we have, you know, we have our returning principals at Diamondback, Martin Muick, and Sandra Brown at Desert Valley, and their assistants. So a really nice mix of new people and veteran people and moving some people inside and then bringing some folks from the outside. So a very dynamic team.
I remember when David Gutowski retired from Bullhead Junior High, he had the special ed.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't retired for a few months before they were calling him saying, come back as a contract teacher. We need you. Special ed teachers don't grow on trees.
No,
they're hard to find.
They're very difficult to find.
So you had to. Phil, do you have any idea how many total positions you had to fill?
Actually, I think fewer this year than in some of the past years.
Oh, okay.
I can't give you a total. Yeah. The unhappy news is that, like every school district in the country, we have positions that we have filled with long-term substitutes.
Yeah.
And we weren't, you know, we're never happy about that, not because we don't like the long-term substitutes, but we really want people who are trained.
Right.
We're really fortunate that we are involved with a couple of universities in the state who have internship programs. So these are folks who have bachelor's degrees, but not in education. And so they can come on with a certification and then actually work in a program with universities to get their education courses. And usually by the end of 1 year, but sometimes by the end of two, they have their certification. So that's been really helpful to us. And then NAU has a program that we kind of we call it Grow Your Own. And these are frequently folks who have AA degrees or the equivalent of an AA degree and for whatever reason have not been able to finish. And if they qualify for this program, they get to do those last 2 years of university free.
Oh, wow.
And so we have two or three people in that program. So right now we have them hired as long-term subs, but they are actually working on their degrees, doing their student teaching.
So
and at the end of the time, and at the end of a year or sometimes two, if it takes that long, we have certified teachers that we've grown our own. So we're really fortunate. So right now we have about 10 positions that are filled with long-term subs.
Yeah. Teachers are hard to find.
Very hard to find. It was put in perspective last week when I saw an article that said that Clark County, just across the river, has 700 vacancies.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, it makes our 10 not look quite so quite so daunting.
Well, and I can remember your friend and mine, Dr. Bear, when she was flying all over the country interviewing teachers.
Yep.
She was like the HR travel agent for the district. She would fly over here to this university and interview teachers and bring them here. But then we also found out that sometimes they come and stay for a year or two and then they're gone.
Well, we always that's one of the circumstances, unfortunately, of being in a rural rural area. And at the time, we could get lots of good teachers from the Midwest because there were lots of teachers training and not so many jobs. this at this point in history, a lot of the folks, even younger than I, are retiring, and so the folks coming out of universities with teaching degrees are having much more luck finding jobs in the Midwest than they were 10, 15 years ago.
Right.
And then the sad news is that we have fewer and fewer people coming into education, which is a very sad thing. But we all kind of know the circumstances that have led to that.
But education's a passion.
Yes, it is.
I mean, look at you. You can use you for an example because you've gone to all these classes and seminars and you're on the board and you're the president of the board for Mojave Mental Health.
Right.
So you go to those type of conferences that aren't necessarily education, but they sure help you a lot with understanding kids.
Well, and actually the National Behavioral Health Conference that I attended in March is actually where I had the opportunity to talk to principals from two of those trauma-informed schools.
Ah.
And one was from right down the street from the conference in Nashville, and then the other one was from a school district in Ohio. So to have an opportunity to talk to educators who were actually doing what we were talking about wanting to do was just an incredible opportunity to bring that back and say, you know, here are complete schools that are doing this and have waiting lists of kids that their families want them in a school that's going to help their kids the way that those schools help.
You know, and you and I have been here so long. I've watched some of these teachers grow up here. I mean, Casey Mulligan was a teacher at your junior at Desert Valley. Now he's the superintendent of Milk.
Yes.
But the one that I always remember was when Willie Richardson was teaching kindergarten, and the teacher in the next room, and I want to say Schoen was her last name. I'm not positive. I think it was Bob Schoen's daughter. And she was teaching kindergarten, and Willie said, "There's something wrong with this because I taught her kindergarten." So here's Willie teaching kindergarten with a teacher next door that she taught kindergarten to, who's now teaching kindergarten. You know, and it comes around in a big circle.
And a number of the folks who work in our district were young people that I had at Coyote Canyon.
Yeah,
so.
Jen Lott was a teacher.
Yeah, she was one of my teachers.
Yeah.
She was one of my kindergarten teachers.
I mean, Tim Mitchell was at the high school teaching Spanish, and now he's one of your VPs?
Right.
Yeah.
And when I first met him 29 years ago,
he had Coyote
Canyon. He had Country Day School.
Country Day School. Yep. Yeah, I know. So people grow up here, and they love it here. So that's a good thing. What's on your wish list for the district?
Well, we have new math program this year, which is a really, really exciting program. It's called Eureka Math, and it's exciting for a number of reasons. One, because of the approach that it has that some of us have been saying for probably 15, 20 years needed to be taken.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that in the future of that, we see some of our kids doing what we currently have two eighth graders right now who are taking Algebra 2 from the high school.
Oh my gosh.
Via technology because they took Algebra 1 last year, seventh graders. And this program we think is going to sail our kids with math skills that we anticipate probably, we're hoping that not yet next year, but the year after, that we have a full class of eighth graders doing Algebra 2.
Wow.
And that's the kind of thing that's pretty exciting about.
Yeah.
A number of, we've got a language arts program in place. You know, we do ELL. We help our SPED kids. The thing I really am excited about, though, is having any opportunity we can to address as many individual kids' needs as we can.
Right.
And tailor what we're doing as widely as we can for them. That's always been a passion of mine, is to meet kids where they are and take them where they need to be.
So that's your wish list.
Well, yeah, I probably have other things on my wish list.
A little wish list down the bottom drawer, you know.
But that's you know, for me, it's all about kids. And
right.
So there are three things that drive the decisions I make. The first one is this good for kids? That's the first thing.
Okay.
Is it good for kids? And then within that context, is it legal? And is it ethical?
Mm.
And if we say yes to all three of those, we can move forward pretty darn fast.
Since you got into education
50 years ago.
I wasn't going to say that.
No,
I was going to say a while ago.
50 years ago.
50.
This is my 50th anniversary.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you
that tells you how old I am if you do the math.
You've seen dramatic changes all the way. I mean, especially if you sit back and think about what you were teaching 50 years ago to what a brand new teacher is teaching today.
Well, except the basic things are, you know, the basic things are the basic things. So, you know, we have to teach kids to read.
Right.
And we have to teach them to do math. If you've got those two skills, then you can take those skills into anything. And in the process of teaching both of those things, you are teaching logic, you're teaching good thinking skills. And then as we address those self-regulation things that, that help us deal with life's challenges, you know, people can go pretty darn far if they've got, if they're able to read, if they're able to do math, and they can control their own thinking processes, then they can control their lives. And it helps perpetuate the idea of you can do and be whatever you want to be. If somebody had told me 50 years ago that I would be doing this today, I probably would have laughed them out of the room.
Yeah.
you know, it certainly wasn't in my, it wasn't on my list of goals.
If someone told you 2 years ago you'd be the superintendent.
Oh, I wouldn't have believed that either. Yeah. No,
so
I
go back
that.
50, go back 24 months.
Yeah, we could do that. We could do that. I remember a couple of people saying that to me, and I'm going, oh, no, I don't think so. But then as I realized, you know, I still have things to offer, and my health is good, and I think my mind is still good, and so, you know, it's I want to give back. That's the whole point.
With your history of the district, you know, and the staff, and we're lucky to have you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
So, thank you for coming in.
Oh, thank you for having me.
We'll have you back.
Okay.
Like midway through the year, and we'll say, okay,
what's going on now?
Yeah. What have you fixed?
Are things still good?
Yeah. Are things still good? Thank you, Dr. Carolyn Stewart.
Thank you.
The Legacy Rehab and Care Center in Bullhead City is designed to assist patients with their inpatient rehabilitation needs. If going home isn't an option after your hospital stay, their skilled therapists and knowledgeable nursing staff will take the time to work with you to get you back on your feet and headed home. Questions? Call the Legacy Rehabilitation and Care Center at 928-763-1404, 2812 Silver Creek Road. Don't miss a beat. Get back on your feet with Legacy Rehab.
Welcome back to Perkins. Having your usual?
Actually, no. I'm in the mood for something Southwestern.
Like our Santa Fe shrimp omelet?
On second thought, got anything Italian?
Shrimp pasta primavera.
What about Cajun?
How's the Bayou shrimp skillet sound?
Tough choice. They all sound shrimply the best.
Put a tasty twist on summer with Perkins Limited Time Shrimp Menu. Enjoy a Santa Fe shrimp omelet, shrimp pasta primavera, and more. Only at Perkins.
Your car is something you simply can't function without. So when your vehicle stops working as it should, you need a dependable auto repair shop to get to the bottom of the problem as quickly as possible. Family-owned and operated, ATCO Transmissions and Auto Repair is the shop to trust. Serving Bullhead City, Arizona. Whether your car is in need of a minor fix or an extensive overhaul, ATCO Auto is known for giving your vehicle the full attention until it's running the way it should be. That's backed by customer reviews. ATCO Auto Repair. The big blue building off of Hancock and the 95, right behind Hobby Lobby. Bullhead City.
There is a unique opportunity for you right now at Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. It is the perfect time to purchase a new 2019 Santa Fe or Tucson with 0% interest in payments for 72 months. Plus, they come with America's best 100,000-mile warranty, 0% interest, and a 100,000-mile warranty. Awesome! Ask about the third row larger Palisade. See the SUV selection at Martin Swanee Hyundai, Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanneehyundai.com.
Nasty bugs in your home or business? No fun. Barron Pest Solutions can solve your problem. Pet-friendly treatment that turns bugs, termites, spiders, and scorpions away from your home or business. The last thing you want is visitors or customers seeing something crawling across your floor. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. Bugs gone tomorrow. How simple is that? Call 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions, solving your bug problems. Barron Pest Solutions, quality, experience, family.
Meet me at a Loftman Outlet Center. Place for value and style.
This year, shop at the Loftman Outlet Center for back to school. Get the latest looks and hottest styles from over 40 stores and outlets while saving as much as 70% off regular retail. I know. Meet me at the Loftman Outlet Center on Casino Drive in Loftman.
Meet me at the Loftman Outlet Center. Place for value and style.
This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall, and our sponsors every day of the week is Perkins Family Restaurant, where you can have breakfast, lunch, or dinner. You can get some pies and some cookies and some muffins, and they're so good. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they're up on Silver Creek Road, and we had a visit from the CEO or the director, administrator, a couple weeks ago. Physical therapist, like if you're going to leave a hospital but you can't quite go home, you need a little bit more physical therapy, you can go there. And then occupational and speech therapist, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa inside the Riverside Casino on the second floor. You can get a haircut there, color, tint, pedicure, body wax, massage, you name it. Go see Gene Jeffrey in between the gourmet room and the Dawn Celebrity Theater, where you can check it out and have a great time. So, Gene Jeffrey Salon and Day Spa. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where, again, you get that co-op connection card. And with that card, you can save money all over town. You can buy a car and save money. You can buy food. You can go to the dentist. You can go to the doctor. You can get prescriptions. And you save money everywhere. Furniture, too. So, get your co-op connection card on Hancock Road at the MEC office. Barron's Pest Solutions, if you find bugs or spiders or scorpions or termites or ants or bees and you don't want them around your house, you can get rid of them by calling Barron's. And they'll be more than happy to take care of them for you. And then come on a monthly basis for your home or your business. Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman, where you can test drive any car on the lot. You can also check out that new Palisades. It says a third row seat, and it's under 60 grand. You can't even get it up to 60 grand, no matter what you add. And it's the size of a Tahoe, so it's a big SUV, only at Martin Swanee in Kingman. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, where, of course, they can take care of your transmission, and then they can do complete tune-ups at the same time. They can also, you know, if you've got problems with your AC or you need your oil change, go see Joe and Jeff at ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, the two blue buildings on the hill right behind Hobby Lobby. Grand Liquidations, big box items at Bullhead City prices. Appliances, furniture, bed sets, barbecues, and I'm sure he just got something more because he was calling me when I was on the air. So Dennis has probably got a new stock of something in. I'll tell you about it tomorrow. The Caring Crew, serving you. If you need someone to go grocery shopping for you or pick up your medications or everyday tasks, call the Caring Crew because that's what they're about. They'll take care of them for you. All right, now it's time for me to tell you about someone who took care of me. First Call Restorations. I've never used them before, but my house flooded Thursday night, and what a mess it was. And I called Ed Van Dyken, and next thing I know, he was there and brought blowers, and then the next morning he brought a dehumidifier. And I'm happy to say today we have all the water out, all the walls are dry, and we're lucky. So if you ever have a problem, call Ed. Ed Van Dyken at First Call Restoration. I'm so lucky they were around. It's now time for the community calendar, brought to you by me. And if you have something you want on the community calendar, all you have to do is email it to me at tuneforce@gmail.com. And if you hear something on here and you didn't catch the information, check our Facebook page, Speak Out 2.0, because I put everything on there. Coming up this Thursday, we have the end of summer mixer at Desert Lawn. That's out in Mojave Valley at 5:30. You have any questions or you need directions, call the chamber at 754-4121, and they'll take care of that. And then on Friday the 23rd, the Board of Realtors of Mojave Valley and Bullhead City, they're having a bingo fundraiser for CASA and the River City Players, Theater Players. They're going to do a fundraiser for them from 5:30 to 8 o'clock. You want to play bingo, call 758-4808. And then next Saturday, there's a Spirit Line Dance Camp. This is for kids 5 to 14 at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a six-hour day. If your kids want to learn cheer or enhance their abilities to do cheer, call Ashley, and her number is 502. That's the area code. And then it's 831-3890. All right? And then on the 29th, we have a ribbon cutting at the Montessori Preparatory Academy. That happens at 8 o'clock that morning. The 30th, the Laughlin Chamber once again will hold their networking breakfast, and that happens at 8:30 to 9:30. It happens at the Chamber. I went to the one last month. It was up at Laughlin Ranch. This month it's at the Chamber, and you get a chance to visit with some other business people in the community, and you learn a lot. Any questions, call the Chamber, 702-298-2214. And then the 30th is the Big River Bowl. This is Mojave High School versus River Valley High School. I said it's the first football game, but I think they had one there over the weekend, I think. But it will be at the Anderson Event Center at 7 o'clock, and I think Ed Catafamo said everybody gets in for $3 at that football game. So, but that was before they talked about raising the rate, so I'm not sure on that one. You know, don't call me on the $3. Take 4 or 5 with you when you go. 9-1, the first of next month, the AV will once again be throwing up Labor Day fireworks. And they start at 9 p.m. You can see them anywhere in the valley. You can see that fire yesterday in Laughlin anywhere in the valley. You can see these fireworks anywhere in the valley because they go up in the air nice and high. They'll put about $30,000 up in the sky that day. And then on Wednesday, 9-4, there is the big Relay for Life kickoff party at Harris Casino from 5 to 8. You got questions, call Karen Morris at 201-2327. And that's about going to wrap it for us today. Thanks to Dr. Carolyn Stewart for coming in and spending some time with us. I always like that. Tomorrow we're back, and I'd love to tell you who our guests are tomorrow, but I left the piece of paper on my desk at home, so I don't have it. That's going to can it for the tuna. You guys have a great Monday. The robbery is over. The fire's almost out. Laughlin's back to normal. Come check it out.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.